Welcome to the Sports Attack and Lap Attack, Mike Cucarini.
Sports and Comedy Attack. Sports it's with Michael Cucarini and your original dusty-footed philosopher, right. Mr. John Case. I'm your host, Michael Cucarini, to discuss the some of the national and basically local sports scene that's going on here outside of D.C. We're in the DMV, as the kids like to say. We're not too far from Washington, D.C. We're not too far from Baltimore. We keep kind of tabs of both worlds, but mostly an emphasis on D.C. Congratulations to the Baltimore Orioles and their stupendous season. They have won, I think, 82 games, which is freaking amazing. Congratulations to the Washington Nationals for stepping it up and winning some games. They've won, I think, 7 of their last 9 series. They're hitting like a house of fire. Their young guys are playing extremely well. Everyone's playing well. The pitching is starting to round into shape, and it all looks really good. And Davey Martinez has got his extension. I don't know if Mr. Rizzo, the general manager, has signed his. I'm a little nervous about that. I'd like to keep Mike Rizzo for another 3 years so he sticks with it. The issue of this is he is a Chicago guy, and Chicago, the White Sox, just got rid of their executives. Get out! So they fired him, and that's a little concerning because that's an opportunity for Rizzo. And it's a long tenured organization that's been around a lot longer than Nationals, and I'm sure they may make a play for Mike. I don't know. I hope not. I hope he stays here. And that's kind of where we're at now. And Simone Biles has proven once again that she is still Simone Biles. defying gravity as she always has done in a way that is just absolutely breathtaking. My wife and I actually watched some of those gymnasts, and I have to tell you, Mr. Case, There is no man or woman I can see that would be able to accomplish some of the things that she's been able to accomplish. She truly is a national treasure. Physically, she's one of the most physically gifted human beings I've ever seen in my life. I've never seen anything like that. You should not be able to move like that. She did a vault that was considered the most dangerous vault in the history of gymnastics. And she did it. And I think when she was done and did it absolutely perfect, there might have been one little tiny bead of sweat right about there. And that was and that was it. She was like, okay, hi, everybody. I'm back. I was like, yeah, you certainly are. So she played well. Good news for the Mystics, Washington Mystics, the WNBA basketball team here in D.C. Elaine Deladon is starting to improve on her health. She's getting better. She's starting to take threes. She takes shooting three-pointers, and she's moving under and getting rebounds. And they actually beat the Vegas Aces. Which is the Las Vegas Aces they're like the number one team in the WNBA. And congratulations, Mystics. I think they're close to, they may grab one of the last wild card spots that are available to get into the playoffs, which would be very cool. And I think we're about 26 days away from hockey season. So getting ready for that to start up again. So go Caps. It's the first time in I think 4 years that all Tom Wilson, Nicky Backstrom, and Alexander Ovechkin will all be healthy going into the season, into the preseason. None of them are nicked up. None of them are hurt. There's no surgery. There's no rehab. They're all coming right out of the gate, and they'll be on the starting line, which is going to be fun to see because they may come out of the gate just smashing people. And I don't know. I should be more into whether or not we still have Evgeny Kuznetsov because that kid's phenomenal. He skates faster than just about anybody in the NHL. He really does. So that's good. And then I got a chance to check out the Washington Commanders, and that was fun.
Yeah.
Got to see Sam Howell do his thing, the starting quarterback. He was named starting quarterback by Ron Rivera in camp. And Sam is actually a lot better than people think. And what I saw, there's no doubt that Eric Bieniemy, who came over from the Kansas City Chiefs, let's keep in mind the Kansas City Chiefs have been to, I think, the last 3, maybe 4 Super Bowls. I know they've won 2. And Patrick Mahomes is a house of fire. I mean, there's no doubt he's an incredibly talented quarterback. It remains to be seen whether his defense is going to be able to function without their number one guy. He's sad, and their number one tackle now on defense wants to be traded. So I don't know what the hell that's how that's going to work. I can't even remember the guy's name, but I know he's phenomenal. But I'll say this. I watched something yesterday that I really, really enjoyed. I watched Tyson Bagent continue to make his argument to be on the roster for the Chicago Bears. And they had to talk a lot about his awards. They talked about him talking to his brother. Every time Ezra Bagent is at Shepherd now, and he's in the rotation of quarterbacks. I think you got four quarterbacks there at Shepherd. I have no idea who the starting quarterback's going to be, but we'll find out, I guess. I'm sure the coach is very aware. Ezra's not quite as big as Tyson. He's a little smaller. He's on the smaller side, but I'm sure he's got the headspace, good quarterback, good timing. I mean, I watched Badgett play, and he really just took charge. He came in the game when they saw their Justin Fields, their starting quarterback, got cold cocked. I mean, he had a great play, but the defender went bam and hit him like way too hard. And it's a preseason game, so they're like, fresh meat. We need some fresh meat. So they were inside the 14-yard line. So they brought Bagent in, and man, when you know it, he had a couple of passes that were dropped. He had one play that was kind of on him. But I give him, he was moving out of the pocket, and he was throwing the ball on the run, and just a little bit over, and it would have been a touchdown. But he just played great. He made the right decisions. He's accurate. When the pocket breaks down and somebody sacks him, he goes down. He holds the ball and goes down. He doesn't turn the ball over. He doesn't do stupid things. He's very, very smart football-wise. One of the smarter young quarterbacks I've seen. I mean, I know that there's GMs and agents licking their chops watching this kid play because they're like, okay, Chicago, your decision now. What do you want to do? And from what I've heard, Chicago, everybody's going to trim down to a 53-man roster tomorrow. They're going to go from 90 to 53 in one day.
Wow.
This is the first time they've ever done this. They used to go waves of cuts. You had like three levels of cuts. Now they just chop them all off and go, okay. And it is because they can get guys to different teams. You know, guys that are positioned where like, Jesus, I'd love to have that guy back. But sometimes it's a numbers game, man. You've got your 53-man roster set and you want to be loyal to the ones that bring you and the ones that you know can do the job and you have confidence in. Sometimes they don't play as well in preseason, and you look at them and go, you know, he's got all the tools. We got to go with this guy, and we're going to have to cut this other guy. But if somebody calls about this other guy and says, hey, I was thinking we need a backup tight end. Say you got to cut a tight end. It's a third stringer. And they call and say, hey, you know, what do you think of this guy? They're going to, you know, they'll rave them. Hey, man, we wish we could keep him. We don't want him to get out the door, but unfortunately, he's got to go. So – you know, and give them all kinds of praise, and you tell them, hey, listen, the Giants are really interested in you, man. They want you to come into camp. So you extend that, and then the agent, and then it's all taken care of by the offices. You know, all the owner's offices take care of who's going to go where and test what and that kind of thing. So, I don't know. Where'd you go? What happened? John left. So anyway, I actually, John, did you, what happened? No, I'm scared. Johnny? Hello? He didn't say anything. John? I think you might be trading me. I don't know. John? Well, that was scary. I hope he's okay. This has never happened before. Valuable advertising time going by. Valuable. Oh, we don't have any advertising. Never mind. Okay. All right. So. I guess we continue to talk about sports. Tomorrow's the cutdown day, and the point I was trying to make is I do think if anybody's tuning in and listening to me, I think Tyson Bagent may actually make the team and be signed to a deal. If he's not signed in Chicago, I think he definitely proved that he can be signed somewhere else, and that'll be very exciting for everyone. Now I'm a little concerned that John has absolutely no interest in what I'm saying. I don't know what happened. He just left. John, are you okay? Oh, boy. This is scary. John. Yeah. There you are. He's coming back now. I don't know what happened. So something has to happen, John. Something got to be did. Are you okay?
Yeah. I had to. I may have to go get the dog.
When you do that, Mike, you may want to mention that to me. Just say Phil, because you just got up and left, and I didn't know. I was like,
what? Well, I was briefly indisposed as well.
Oh, I was like, but well, another, John decided to cut me. I don't know.
You realize that I'm 85 years old.
Oh, I know, bro. I know. We've talked about this aging thing and how much it sucks. It sucks.
Why don't you keep going for a minute while I get the dog? Okay. And
no, that's what I was doing. I was telling the good folks, whoever's tuning in, about how I felt about Tyson Bagent and the possibility he's increased his possibility of being signed either with Chicago or somebody else.
Absolutely. You know, he's our local hero.
Well, he's a good football player. Let's just say that he's a damn good football player. He plays well. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
I actually think he could start in the NFL.
Okay. Keep it going for a couple of minutes, pal.
That's fine. I just, I know we were talking about the other day. Back. Yeah, man, go ahead. We were talking about the other day. I think I was chatting with a buddy of mine online about the Nationals' age and how they were like, when they won, they were the oldest team, I think, to win the World Series. In terms of average age, was 36, I think, around there, 35, 36 years old. And I think right now the team's average age is about 27 years old. So they got younger, but they also have some guys in the pipeline, like we talked about. You got your, you know, James Wood, Dylan Cruz. You got some, you know, Williams just pitched again and had a great outing, even in a loss, in a 2-1 loss. He had to take the loss, but Jesus, that kid can pitch. He's really good. I mean, we have Adon, I think his name is, who's really terrific. And of course, Corbin. Corbin's gonna pitch well, but occasionally he will be a little bit like Max and give up a home run or two. Generally, for the most part, they haven't really supported him run support wise. It is what it is with regards to that. I think that Mackenzie Gore's really kind of just coming on, and you got Josiah Gray, and there's some things there. And you know what, man, I want to say something. I was a couple of years ago, probably 2016, 17, I was really being visceral and nasty to Steven Strasburg. And Mr. Strasburg, I'm sorry about that. That was my big mouth getting away with my, as my father used to say, my Cadillac mouth running away with my Model T ass. I apologize, because, man, I just wanted to say thank you for helping us win a World Series. You deserve the MVP. God bless you, man, for bringing us. You just pulled so many people in. I was trying to be an Orioles fan that I had was for a long time, because we didn't have a team here, man. But I started to watch when they were at RFK, and I was watching Zimmerman more than anything. He was basically the whole show. But then when you came along, man, I got to tell you, that that first game you pitched, man, that was you were throwing some juice, baby. I became a fan instantly. And then you brought Harper in, and then Harper came up, and my wife and I were just, that was it. Katie barred the door. Were you going to watch the Washington football team? No. No, there was nothing to watch. That's been a 20-year slog of bullshit. So there's that. And I'm excited to see how we do with the Wizards this year. They got a couple of young, talented guys that they've been able to put together. So that should be fun to watch. Apparently, none of the big free agents really want to play in DC. I'd love to see them play in DC, but we'll see. I know the Lerners, the ownership of the Washington Nationals, had some financial troubles and may still be having some financial troubles. I'm hoping that we have some money to pay some folks long term to keep them in town. Obviously, the first thing you want to do is hire your manager as a form of stability. So, you know, here's a 2-year contract with a 3rd-year option, and we're going to keep this stability going, and you continue to bring these young guys up. And I'm excited for the future. And not necessarily what's frightening, though. This was a scary thought. Somebody told me this the other day. I was like, look at these numbers online. I'm in the Nationals fan group, right? I'm in the Washington Nationals fan group, and this guy's like, look at these numbers. Can you fucking believe this? The Washington Nationals could make the playoffs. I was like, shut up. No. The hell you say they cannot? They're no. They won't. The likelihood is they probably won't. But damn it, dude. Like, if you show up and you don't play a good game, they'll whoop your ass. You better, if you're going to play the Nationals right now, you better show up and play baseball. Because if you don't, they will hand you your ass. Just ask the Marlins. Just ask the Phillies. That's all you got to do, baby.
Yeah, right. They found out.
Just ask the Yankees. You fuck around and find out, pal.
I'm sorry. Bad language.
Oh, did I say something vulgar? I'm sorry.
I did.
I know. I did, too. So for some reason, I think you might be more sorry than I am. I'm not very sorry. I'm sorry, but not sorry. I don't care.
On the air, and it's really just because of the children that are listening. I'm so concerned about them.
Children, do something! Stop listening to us. We're old. You can't.
All the 6-year-olds that are listening to us from a mountaintop in Tibet.
Wow. Like they can understand. It's like they're fascinated by the guy on the side of the screen who has the gigantic fat head. They're like, when his head turns red, does that mean he's going to explode, mommy?
They think about us the way we think about the whales and what they're saying to each other, you know.
Okay.
You know, what are they talking about?
What exactly does that mean?
And how come that guy is on the beach and the other guy in the library?
Why is the one guy in West Virginia and the other guy in the Bahamas? I don't get it.
Right. Right.
I don't understand.
There's a hurricane coming. I think that's pretty clear.
Oh, there's going to be more hurricanes coming too, pal. Let me tell you.
Of course, you mean, you know, it's just.
I have been fed a load of lies about this here environmental stuff. It's all a hoax.
Give me an update. What's the latest on the climate deniers? I mean, this in the comedy section of your report. Is anything beyond just a joke now? I mean,
well, hold on. Can you hold on 1 second? Let me check. Oh, look at that. They're just as stupid as they were yesterday when I checked. They're just, their level of stupid is the same. It's way up there, John. Back to you.
I mean, you think they maybe they don't think it's even funny. I mean,
no, because this guy, Vivek, popped up. Vivek that was in the debate, Miraswamy or whatever his name is.
Oh, Ramaswamy.
Ramaswamy, yeah. It's all a hot effect. The legislation for environmental has stifled this country. Really? Really? You're going to go there? Really?
Well, we have the example of India to follow, where some provinces are rich and others barely can survive.
Well, how about that indoor plumbing?
I mean, really... And then, of course, if you're not Hindu, if you happen to be Muslim, oops.
I'm not even going there, man. It's not about that. This whole thing is just about,
oops.
Look. Oh, this whole thing is about either you want to vote for fascism or you don't. Okay? If that puts me into the Antifa category, so freaking be it.
Uh-oh. Well, you know, freaking... I mean, Trump was calling the FBI up. Yeah. Go after them, get Antifa. Yeah. Antifa.
Good. It's my mugshot. I'm practicing.
They should have arrested Roosevelt and Pori Erugat to be president.
He came back to life and arrested Kennedy. Kennedy's not dead. He didn't die.
Yeah, right.
He's in the basement hanging out with Trump.
And all these liberals, we should try to get rid of them. You know. Well, why didn't you get Biden? Well, we thought he'd die before the election.
No, it's only been dead. We pour him on the... Yes, because he'd be used as grease for Hillary Clinton's little sexcapades with all these children.
You think that Hillary is really into sex, don't you?
Do you ever hear somebody say something on television and you do what I just did? I actually physically do that. What? There'll be somebody saying something. My wife's reading her book or something, and we're just trying to relax in the evening. Somebody will say something so incredibly and vividly and viscerally stupid and wrong and bullshit. My head goes like this. I go.
Oh, it comes loose, huh?
What?
I'm in the wrong universe. Where's Marvel? Like,
I agree with some
Where's
of the folks
Marvel
on
character?
It's Earth 2. They're over there on Earth 2, man. I can't wrap my brain around it. Of course, I have a tiny little brain anyway. So
you know. The dude Anthony, Oliver Anthony's little tribute there, whatever, is skyrocketed. They ended up being a question in the Republican debate. What's your reaction to this guy?
Oh, saying? About the song that he was singing about them. That was
that's what he said later. So I was thinking about that.
They had no idea what he was doing. None. They had absolutely. Oh, okay. So the entire infrastructure of all of your campaigns, all of the offices, the collective money that you spent, none of you had a clue that it was an insult.
Well,
I gotta call. I gotta hold on.
I gotta
let the old ticker just.
Oh, calm down, honey. Don't die on us now.
I'm good.
Please.
No, not for them.
I have
a vested interest in staying alive, so you and I, and so do you, so we can continue to be a pain in their ass.
Well, just, yeah, you know, I think we're, you know, confusion goes everywhere, and ambiguity rules, and, you know, the gray invisible guys are out there, and we just can't seem to identify them, you know, but we know that
I know where they're at, man, because I'm taking shrooms, man. I've seen them, man. They're building campfires in the vinyl, vinyl, man, and they're trying to signal us.
Don't you need shrooms. No.
I'm kidding. I
think you can, I think that. And look, I mean, Brother Manchin, I mean, he's a great guy.
Joe, please sit down with your ego. Have yourself a nice stiff bourbon and talk yourself out of this bullshit third way. Because there ain't no third way, Joe. There ain't no third way. You go down that path, you're going way down that path. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I understand you can't win here. I get that.
Anyway, well,
the Democrats just shit all over this state. They ain't going to help you either, because you ain't been no help to them, let's be honest.
He voted with them on some crucial matters, actually.
He did.
I don't know what's going on.
He also voted for all the justices that currently occupy
the Supreme Court. Yeah, Kavanaugh, so. That, you know, those pricks. Yeah, right.
Tony Barrett and the other.
Right. I mean, he thinks that we're all going to come together. It's a good question to ask, but the answer is not. I don't think so.
Was it Huckabee? Who's the governor now?
Her.
It's his daughter. She's the governor now.
Oh, yeah.
Of Arkansas. They just voted out child labor laws.
Of course, because the Sunday schools need to have the kids out there on the farm. you know, to Jesus. And,
you know, you ain't hurt, boy. Get back on that log. You ain't hurt. I'm only nine.
I think I like a little bit of work during the day. They shouldn't be, you know, the Lord hates idle hands. He just does.
Well, think about it, John. They get them smaller hands so they can go in and fix them parts that is real difficult for big fellas to get in there. You just get them little hands in there. When you crank it up, you can take a finger off, but that's all right. You're still cranking up that engine, see?
Well, you know, it's just...
You know, where did this entire this entire broadcast has gone off the rails completely? This is
it's by my fault entirely. I'm a little bit of the colonial Bahamas to
it's not your fault.
Sports and comedy attack.
It's fun. What the hell?
You can't attack anything here but the ocean. And just think about how
I attack your sports and I attack your comedy. Okay, welcome. What I think it was the great Jim Ignatowski from Taxi that said, "Honk to honk."
By the way, you guys, out here in the Bahamas, we have a bank that is sealed into the tectonic plate.
Oh wow! Okay.
And where you can park your money.
Ah, isn't that called Bob's Bank? Is that?
Yeah, well, yes.
Come on, I'm Bob. I have a bank. Put your money in here.
His dad's bank was called Lava Bank.
Robert Lava. Robert Lava Sr.
Robert Lava.
Now we got Robert Lava Jr. There you go.
Bob's a bank.
Oh, man, what are we doing? Now I'm so tired. I'm exhausted. I just exhausted myself. I'm done. I'm finished. I can't do anymore. I'm done.